To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Happy Thursday, news listeners. It's time for your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 30th, yes, the last day of June 2022. Got the best technology news for you, and we're going to get you caught up on it now in less than 5 minutes. Starting off today with a bit of exclusive news, not for us, but from Mac Rumors, about the new redesigned MacBook Air. Looks like that new MacBook Air with the M2 chip is going to be available starting July 15th. Now, according to Mac Rumors, they actually learned this from a retail store. And they also learned pre-orders are expected to start going live on Friday, July 8th. Now, of course, the MacBook Air was announced and previewed during WWDC, and Apple did say it would be available in July. They just didn't have a date for us. The new MacBook Air, of course, starts at almost $1,200, and if you want it all blinged out and blazing fast, it'll set you back around $2,500. Well, Microsoft's got another update for us for Windows 11 users out there, build 25151. A lot of those annoying things that have been going on, well, apparently they've been fixed. Yes, I catch a lot of flack for giving Windows so much flack on this program. Guess my experience with the operating system has not been as good as others. But in this new update, if you have been experiencing these things, that scaling issue in File Explorer that resulted in the tabs being unexpectedly large, well, apparently that's been fixed. Plus, right-clicking a tab and then clicking somewhere else in the File Explorer should also dismiss the context menu more reliably now. There's also been a fix for the high-hitting Windows Security app crash, something, yes, I've been experiencing. Windows also fixed that underlying issue, which was causing a crash when trying to delete ports in the print UIs. Also, printing not working from those UWP apps. A lot of insiders were actually having this problem. That issue has been fixed as well. As far as widgets goes, Microsoft is still working on a fix for an issue causing widgets preferences. Those widgets are actually going back to the default settings, no matter how many times you try to fix it. More than likely, we'll be seeing that in the next update. But as far as this update goes, hopefully we'll make Windows 11 a little smoother experience. Well, we can't really say nothing about nothing's phone anymore. The debut phone, known as the Phone 1, is going to be powered by Qualcomm's mid-range Snapdragon 778G Plus processor. Meaning, not going to get that raw performance of a device equipped with a flagship Qualcomm processor, you know, like a Snapdragon 8 Plus Gen 1. Now, why did they go with the lower-powered processor? Well, according to Nothing's founder, they think it offers a better mix of price, performance, heat output, and power consumption. Now, we have, of course, seen some leaks of the Phone 1. Most of those leaks showing the phone in white. However, though, it looks like there's also going to be a black version too. However, those specs look to be the same regardless of what color you get. 6.55-inch screen with a 120Hz display, a 4500 milliamp hour battery, 8 gigabytes of RAM, and fast charging with a 45-watt charger. And finally, Formula E, yes, all-electric racing Generation 3 car. Looks like we're going to be seeing that next year. Yes, apparently Formula E's Generation 3 all-electric car will make its race debut on January 14th, 2023, and this will be done in Mexico City. This is all part of Formula E's announcing of their preliminary schedule for Formula E's upcoming 9th season, and it's our first real hardcore look of what the new generation car is going to look like. Formula E also plans to host 18 races across 13 cities. That's two more contests and three more stops than it had this year. Now, all the hoopla around the Generation 3 vehicle excites many fans. First and foremost, the car is supposed to be a lot faster. But the design aspect of the new vehicle is supposed to make it more agile as well, meaning some wheel-to-wheel hardcore racing. Yeah, we should be seeing a lot more of that come next year. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Hey, do you love the new show? Well, we could use your support so we can keep this show going for you. britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Literally as little as a cup of coffee, or as I like to say, $5 a month. It's actually probably cheaper now to support this show than a cup of coffee. Inflation. Your generosity goes a long way so we can keep doing this show for you. So if you can, please support the new show today. Also, don't forget to give us a like at our Facebook page at British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter, of course, at British Tech, and join the community at our Slack room by going to britishtech.slack.com. The new show, back at your way for your Friday edition tomorrow. I can't wait for it either. It's a brand new month, too. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be going on, but until then, have a great Thursday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the new show.